Okay. Welcome to the Illegal Current Hockey Show post-game podcast. I'm Mike Bemis. I'm joined with Ezra Ginsberg and Dave Minute. The Winnipeg Jets have just defeated the Montreal Canadiens 4-0 in an affair that was basically the complete opposite of the October 9th matchup. Coming into the game, there was a lot more excitement in the building than Tuesday night. You know, when an original six team comes in, you have a lot of fans. There were quite a bit of Montreal jerseys in the crowd. The crowd was loud. They were energetic tonight, and the Jets brought it.
You know, it was interesting. Right off the hop, I noticed that there were tons of Canadian jerseys. Unlike the home opener, when there, you know that Winnipeg has a lot of Montreal fans, but the point is that for the home opener, I think people did out of respect. They didn't wear the Canadiens jerseys. Tonight, all bets were off. Similar to when we saw the Boston Bruins, another original six. Obviously, the Habs, very storied history. And let me tell you, Habs fans were out tonight. There were tons of Habs jerseys.
Yeah, lots of Habs jerseys out. But unfortunately, they failed to come to play in the first period and only really started to get it going in the second. And tonight was, like Remus said in the opening introduction, tonight was like the polar opposite of the game against the Islanders two nights ago. The Jets really got off to a really good start and really had a really complete game. Second period, you know, they were outshot a little bit by the Habs, but generally speaking, it was a solid 55-minute effort.
Yeah, coming into the game, the big story was PK Subban, a late scratch, healthy scratch. And the other big story was Montreal getting pasted last night in Chicago, and then the Jets were able to capitalize on their fatigue as they have all year.
They're now 5-0, I believe.
5-0 against teams who are playing back-to-back road games. So
it's interesting, actually, because Subban, obviously, I'm sure it comes as a surprise to him that he was a healthy scratch tonight, because when we spoke with him earlier, he was animated. He felt, obviously, that he had let the team down. Took a lot of responsibility for his poor play. When we saw that he didn't take the warm-up lead, and then we heard that he had been scratched, I think it came as a surprise, but I think Coach Pennyworth was kind of saying that it's, you know, and we even heard Travis Moen say it in the audio today from the afternoon interviews. Travis Moen said that it's nice to say something, but it's a whole other can of worms to actually, you know, show those actions on the ice. And clearly, the coach, Pennyworth, was not impressed with the performance yesterday.
Yeah, Dave, it was obviously a game-time decision, just like you said. When P.K. Subban was interviewed earlier today, the Habs didn't practice today, but he was interviewed here earlier today. It was just made. And we were talking to Pat Hickey after the game, and he wrote an article about P.K. Subban in yesterday's Montreal Gazette. He said, you know, to me, waiting in the elevator, you know, it was probably the wrong decision by Cuddyworth, or the wrong, it was bad timing for him to decide to make an example of a PK Subban, because of the fact that he leads all Habs defensemen in ice time. And you look at who was replacing him, Rafael Diaz and Chris Campoli picked up his ice time. The Habs were 0 for 5 on the power play tonight, you know, including a double minor, and they couldn't get anything done. And a guy like PK Subban, you can really use out there. He's a guy that you're going to put on the point on the first power play unit. I really question that decision to make an example of Subban, because even if he wasn't playing well, the entire team has not been playing well.
And more importantly, the fact that this is an interconference game, and that now the Habs come in here 2 points back of the Jets and are now 4 points back of the Jets, right? So that's a big loss. It's always bad to lose, but it's even more important when you're losing to a team that's in your division and that you're fighting for a playoff position. And I don't know the other scores from the games because I haven't had a chance to look yet, but as far as I'm aware, the Jets have now moved into the playoff picture, I believe. The Jets are now officially in the playoffs, which is, I mean, let's not get crazy.
It's the first time this season.
That's what I mean. That's why it's significant in the sense that this is the first time all season the Jets are now in the playoffs.
Yep.
And while people were trying to temper or curb their enthusiasm in terms of, you know, what their projections were for this team, the fact of the matter is that this team is doing exactly what they need to do, which is take advantage of the MTS Center crowd, win these games. And that's why I was kind of laughing, because there was a doom and gloom scenario after the Islanders game. And it's like, guys, you got 1 point from a game you didn't deserve to win, and you were still, you know, 6-1-0-1 in at home.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you have a great home record in December, and you have a great home record. And all you needed to do is just get one or two more wins at a home in December, and you're laughing. All right, so the important thing to factor in is the Jets got a very important 2 points from the Montreal Canadiens, a team that was behind them. They kept Montreal behind them. They are tied now with the New Jersey Devils, although they are technically below them. So they are tied for eighth, but are in the ninth spot. And that's significant because this is now the best they've been in so far, this deep into the season, obviously. And they're now challenging for the playoffs. And, you know, I mean, we didn't think playoffs early on. And now this is an important 2 points. And it continues with this whole idea of a strong homestand. 6-1-0-1 so far. And that's why, like I said, the angst over, you know, losing against the Islanders, a game they didn't deserve to get any points from, was ironic because people were freaking out about it. And it's like, you got the point, you move on, you pick up a few more home wins, and you've had probably like the best December in Thrashers history.
Yep.
You know, obviously in Jets history because it's the first one, but I would imagine that it's probably one of the strongest Decembers. But I mean, it's a little hard to judge it because it's been so unusual in the season. They've had so many home games.
Yeah, the Jets played a great game tonight. We'll just go through the three stars. Third star of the game was Tanner Glass. You know, Montreal had a lot of power plays tonight, which they were unable to capitalize on. And you have to give a lot of credit to penalty killers Jim Slater and Glass, and I thought they were interchangeable for that star.
Yeah, Tanner Glass obviously got the goal at the 13-13 mark on a really nice pass from Antropov. And it's funny, Remus asked me, you know, coming off the bench, who was that? Was that Ladd? Because, you know, that's usually the left winger playing with Antropov there. But Tanner Glass had a stick on the ice, got a really clutch goal. You know, and that, to me, that was a really important goal. Even though the Jets were the better team, that came at a really, you know, kind of just after the midway part of the game. Pardon me, the first period. And, you know, that was a really nice goal. Wellwood also picking up an assist there.
And it was a heads-up play by Wellwood, too.
Yep.
Because he came into the zone, looked around, found Antropov, and then Antropov saw, you know, Glass streaking in from the right side and passed it over to him. So, I mean, that was heads-up play on the entire lines, on behalf of that entire line.
And then the second star of the game, Andrei Pavlich. You know, I really didn't think he had to make any tough saves today, but shutout is a shutout.
You know what, early on he made some nice saves. Like, in the first period, he made a couple of nice saves.
He made a save on David Desharnais.
That's right. Yep. And so he actually made some early on saves. In the second and third period, I didn't think he had he did have some more work in the second period, but in the third, he wasn't really tested. But you know what, he's just solid. I mean, he's clutch. He makes the saves that the team needs, and he got, you know what, and the truth is, the team gave him the effort. And after the game, you know, when we spoke to Blake Wheeler, and you'll hear that in the audio later, he was talking about how important it was to get the win for Pavlik because of the effort he gives the team every night in and night out.
Well, Dave, you were in the Jets dressing room after the game, and Pavlik was saying, you know, we got to get better shots because they were shooting from the perimeter, and even though the Jets outshot the other team last game, outshot the Islanders the last game, tonight their shots were better. Blake Wheeler, I mean. That was probably his best game of the year. There was an article in the paper, I believe today, it was yesterday, by Gary Lawless, talking about how Blake Wheeler has to shoot more, even though he's more of a playmaker. Gets two goals and an assist. Gets the first star, obviously. So
we asked him if he was considering the hat trick, and he was. But he also said he was looking to. He would have passed it as well. So he's a selfless player.
Yeah, the first goal,
as his 19 assists would suggest.
The first goal by Wheeler was on the power play, where they actually had Bufflin in front of the net, and as you liked how Bufflin's playing in front of the net.
Well, I mentioned that to you, Reem, and you know, Bufflin got the assist there. They clearly had Bufflin positioned in front of the net, as opposed to probably his usual spot on the point, blasting away. You know, he's up there in the league leaders in shots, but you know, Bufflin actually stopped, got the pass in front of the net, made a pretty impressive pass.
Yep.
He doesn't get credit for having good hands for a big guy.
He's and a
big
good vision.
Guy.
And good vision.
And good vision. And, you know, that was a really nice goal. And their power play was good tonight. They only had that one power play, if I'm not mistaken. They only had one power play.
But
well,
made,
two. Technically two, because Hal Gill got the double minor. But, you know, the story of the game, Pavlik, again, has a really good game. He was good against the Islanders. And, you know, the Habs can't score on their power plays. They had five. And this was a great rebound game from the Islanders game, which was obviously not a very good performance.
Yeah. You know, Dustin Bufflin, he's playing a bit early. He had one shot today and one shot last game. And Blake Wheeler, he started off in the second period, you know, while like the Burmistrov goal, streaked in, just shot it over.
And what a shot it was. I mean, it was a laser beam.
Laser beam over Carey Price's shoulder. And the last goal was Stapleton. And Wheeler should have had, I think there was one shift where he should have had about two assists on Evander Kane, but he finally got his third assist, making a very nice backhand pass behind the back. Sorry, his third point. Very nice behind the back pass to Tim Stapleton in the slot, who put it in the back of the net.
Right now, it was funny because someone asked Wheeler, they said, you know, what's the deal with, do you have the hot stick? You know, I mean, first Kane had the hot stick, then Little had the hot stick, and now it looks like Wheeler has the hot stick.
Even though Wheeler was obviously hot with Kane and Little on that line.
And he's
really the guy who's kept it hot.
Yeah, and Wheeler basically said, he said, unfortunately, the stick broke in the third period, so he's going to have to try and get some new wood. But the truth was, I don't know what's happened. I mean, he's always been skating, but his speed has been so noticeable. And he's not taking, like, these perimeter shots anymore, and he's not afraid. Like, I mean, his wrist shots today were fantastic.
Dave, I realize that Scott Gomez and Brian Gionta weren't in the game, and PK Subban was a healthy scratch, but when you could say that Blake Wheeler was the best player on either team, that's saying a lot. I mean, yeah, getting the first star is one thing, but he brought his total game, and you can't say enough about that. Right now, after really having a stinker last game, the first line was better today, and I thought Burmistrov was better, better on the penalty kill. He made some really nice plays on the back check on the penalty kill. But, you know, he didn't particularly have that strong of a game. It was really Blake Wheeler.
Neither did Kane either.
No, it was the Blake Wheeler show. Yeah. He almost defeated the Montreal Canadiens single-handedly, obviously not factoring in how good Andrei Pavlik played, getting his third shutout of the year. But, I mean, Blake Wheeler is playing the best he's played. And really, he's gone on a crazy run here. He's basically at a point per game average, so... Really good on Blake Wheeler. He deserves the first start.
So tomorrow night, the Jets back here at MTS Center playing against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Now, the Jets are 0-4 this year in back-to-back games. So, but this time, you know, they're at home. And they'll, you know, going home right now, hopefully getting a good sleep.
Yep.
And that's the key. And that's what Wheeler was saying, is that it'll be a little different because they're going to have time. They're rested.
Yep.
You know, it's not like they played a crazy schedule. They've had a few days off, you know, between the Islanders game and today. And so the point is that now they can kind of rest. They're a little rested up, and they're ready for Pittsburgh. And they know that they've got a tough matchup against Pittsburgh.
And I mean, Dave, you saw Tony Granato walking upstairs, and then we all saw Dan Bylsma upstairs. So, you know, the Pittsburgh Penguins are in town already.
Yeah.
And, you know, Evgeny Malkin has 8 points in his last two games. So they're facing, you know, arguably the best player in the league right now. Tomorrow is going to be, less than 24 hours. They're going to be, you know, right back into it. And, you know, sure, they got the win, but they don't want to stop now. Every single point is key. They've gone on this crazy run in December. This month has really gone, let's be honest, going 7-1-2 in the month of December. You can't get much better than that. What else do you want? Do you want to go, you know, 10-0? So it really hasn't been, it couldn't have gone any better. But even with the way they've played, they're still tied for a playoff spot. So they still have to, you know, think they still got to get more points.
It just goes to show you how critical a good start to the season is, because the Jets are now fighting against their, you know, getting to know each other phase. Even though a lot of these guys have played together, you know, they had to get acclimatized to the city, they had to get acclimatized to the newer rink, and now we've seen how they've gelled as a group, and they're ready to go. And we're going to see tomorrow night what these Jets are made of, because if you want to talk playoffs, tomorrow you're playing against a playoff team. These Montreal Canadiens, you know, the Islanders and the Canadiens, those teams don't look like playoff teams. Tomorrow we are going to see a playoff team.
And you might want to think about this too. I don't know if anyone had thought of this, but with the exception of maybe a few teams, I'm thinking the Canucks have been pretty hot. The Jets might want to have one of the best past 10 game records in the entire league. 7-1-2, there's not too many teams that have a better record than that right now in the last 10 games. So it's kind of crazy to think about that, but the Winnipeg Jets are one of the hottest teams in the league, and it's kind of happened. We're kind of getting used to the Jets winning now, right? But you know, you start off the season 0-3, and then I think they won 3 of the first 10 games. I think the record after 10 was 3-5-2. Now it'd be 16-13-4, or is it 5? 16-13-5. Either way, they've really done a really good job of getting back into the playoff race. So
we'll be back here tomorrow night at 7:30 when the Jets take on the Penguins. The big story will be, can the Jets bring the energy from tonight's win and tomorrow night's matchup? From our lips to your ears, it's the Illegal Curve Hockey Show.